Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Bloodwork by Michael Connelly, published by Allen and Unwin in 1998. Today is all about heart transplants, obligations, and murder. McCaleb is a retired FBI agent recovering from a heart transplant with a new life restoring boats. One day a woman comes to visit him after reading an article about McCaleb in the papers and asks him to help her find the killer of her sister. Her sister, Glory, was killed in a convenience store robbery. McCaleb refuses. His main focus is his health and he doesn't want to get involved in any investigations. Then the woman tells him he has her sister's heart. Because of the murder, McCaleb was able to live. McCaleb starts to look into Glory's murder and the holdup at the convenience store. He visits the LAPD's investigating detectives and immediately gets off on the wrong foot with the arrogant Arango. But he calls on an old colleague, Jay. They both worked together on a serial killer case in the past, and Jay gives McCaleb the case files to go through. The case is now considered cold, and McCaleb is doing her a favour. McCaleb thoroughly goes through all the evidence, and it all just doesn't add up to him. The timestamps on the emergency call and the video footage are out of whack, and there's no sign of the Good Samaritan who called for help. And then he finds a similar murder of a man at an ATM. And believing they're after the same guy, McCaleb interviews one of the witnesses to the ATM murder and convinces the LAPD to let him use hypnosis to find any remaining but forgotten evidence. But is the case as straightforward as it seems? And when McCaleb looks closer at the medical reports, he finds the cases are linked in other ways and also linked to him personally. And all the while, McCaleb finds himself getting closer and closer to Glory's attractive sister. Now, this is the first Michael Connelly book I've ever read. I know of him from his Hieronymus Bosch series, but I've never really been a big fan of the LA noir style of books. But the man is obviously a master of his craft. The first chapter is a perfect example of setting the scene and the stakes for a main character. Immediately we know McCaleb is going to take on the case, knowing that he has the heart of the murdered woman inside his chest. The writing is simple and evocative. He doesn't need fancy words to show how McCaleb is torn by the case and how his past is coming back to haunt him. McCaleb is also vulnerable physically. The guy's recovering from major surgery and has to watch his physical activity and measure his temperature several times a day. This is not a character who's going to be kicking in doors and getting into fist fights. And in this way, the story is almost like a cozy mystery. All of the murders happen in the past, and the main violence is sarcasm and mental torment. And when the murderer is finally revealed, it's clever and yet perfectly obvious when highlighted, which is exactly what a good mystery should do. So if you like boats, blood groups, hypnosis, and retired FBI agents with heart transplants, I recommend Bloodwork by Michael Connelly. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.